Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Manly defeat the Roosters. Now, guys, we did watch this game, but obviously we were mingling with people. So, like, if there are little things that we miss or whatever, we apologise. But just being honest with you, rather than going, yeah, we watched every single minute of every single second game. Usually when we come in here, we've watched every minute of every game. These two games, a little bit less because obviously we were busy working.
There's a bit of mingling happening.
Bit of mingling. Were you mingling?
Absolutely. Nice. Might as well call me Lara Mingle. Doing that.
Lara Mingle?
Yeah.
Were you tingling?
Yeah, absolutely.
I like that.
Absolutely.
I like that. Okay, so Manly versus Roosters. The biggest takeaway for me on the broad scale of things with this game is Manly's forward pack dominated the Roosters. And I guess the only question we had with Manly, well, the two questions we have with Manly heading into this game, sorry, this year, three. How will Brooks go? Can Tom Trbojevic stay fit? And is their forward pack a top-tier forward pack? Right now, it's tick, tick, tick. Mm-hmm. They have been unbelievable to start the year. They have absolutely exceeded my expectations as a team. And it's not necessarily the fact that they won. Like, if they win 21-14, if you had said to me, predict how they'll do it, it'll be Tom Trbojevic with 3 tries and 2 assists or something like that. It was with a dominant forward pack that dictated the game essentially from where to go. Incredible performance from Manly.
Yeah, I'll be the first to admit I did not watch this game anywhere near as close as what I normally do for games. But mate, every time I looked up, I thought Paseka was unreal. Mm. He's really come on over the last 2 years or so, and obviously got that injury last year, which had me worried if he was going to return, but return to the same level as he left.
Against
but
the Roosters, the Goo Roosters.
No comment. But yes, Paseka, I really liked the look of him. He looked good. Olakau'atu, just as always, every time I looked up, he was doing stuff.
If you're picking a blue side, he's in the starting side.
Right up there,
right now,
yeah.
Like right now, I'm picking him at
85 post contact meters.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Hard to leave out.
Post contact smiles as well. Apparently,
yeah. Speaking of post contact smiles, Brooksy again looking happy. Another week into his post Tigers career there. Line break assist, try assist, held up over the line a couple of times as well. I did say maybe have a look at him on the KO stream.
Yeah.
As an anytime try score. Got very close a few times.
You know how they have post contact meters? Do you reckon they should have a new stat, post contact Tigers? So like we measure how well players go after
just to wrap it in a little bit more too.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't think we should have that stuff. Where's the HR department here, bloke? I'm trying to keep up, I've got my fin out. But he look, as much as it's a little bit painful to say, he looks great, doesn't he? And you said it was one of the big question marks over Manly at the start of the year. Can he produce his best footy? Can Turbo over 200 metres again?
Geez, he does not look like he's hindered in any way. No.
How many, like, one-off-the-ruck hit-ups is he taking, just going, give me the ball, give me the ball, we need some momentum, give me the ball? As you said, Kempy, he didn't do a lot in this game by his standards yesterday. It was blokes around him, like Chez was pulling the strings. Luke Brooks was fantastic.
Which is a great sign.
Like, but even the scoreline, as you said, Brooks was a whisker from scoring. Ola was denied by an inch once or twice in this game. And the same thing happened in Vegas. There could have been another three tries. Like, their point scoring potential is so high.
To win a game like this without guys like Tommy having three tries, this and that, that's exciting. For guys like Paseka to come up against a ruthless, you know, you've got a forward pack of May, Collins, you know, Hargreaves, and Paseka to come out and win that battle, like that's, you couldn't ask for a better result when it comes to Manly. It is very, very exciting. Nathan Brown off the bench, are you kidding me? He comes straight on and immediately was ripping and a tearing.
It's the year of the Brown Dog.
Year of the Brown Dog.
He looks so good.
He looks so good. And his role is simplified. He looks confident. He looks happy. Mm. And also, he's on peanuts. Mm. He only just got an official 30, like upgraded to top 30 before the year started.
As we said the last couple of weeks chatting about him, he brings so much mongrel to this pack and they needed it, I think.
Yep. And also, I think speed through the middle. You know, they got their big boys, but when Bullimore and Brown come on, It puts the momentum, it brings it up. I just couldn't believe how many times I would kind of look up from conversation and aside from maybe the first, I don't know, 20 or whatever, it always looked like the Seagulls were in control. Like it always looked like they had good field position, the kicking game was on. Aside from that, so DC, we did the live show and Guru's like, mate.
I was just about to tell this.
Oh, you can tell it then.
I said in the live show, I said, oh, you know, the kicking game DC could be the difference. Anyway, I'm sitting there, so I'm getting stuck into a bit of food and I see these two idiots call out and they go, Guru, what about Chez's kicking game? And I didn't see it happen. I went, yeah. And I turn around and I have a look. Chez has got the ball 10 metres out from the Roosters line, kicked to the corner and found touch on the 20. good.
Like,
love that.
Absolutely. Like, never see DC ever kick like that. He shanks it 20 metres backwards.
Scrum it down. Have a breather.
Guru and I did the Hello Sport live stream for the Rabbitohs Broncos game the other night. And I was rapping Pia Kura and how he was just going to give Ilias nightmares and that. I reckon I didn't even finish the 10th sentence. Got one-on-one with him at full speed. Ilias just chopped him. He dropped the ball. I was like, oh, I'll show myself out. Thanks.
Really, really good stuff for the. I also think from, you know, from, because I did see most of the game, I do think Jake Trbojevic looks a bit looser through the middle, like less, like he's ball playing a little bit more. He's getting through like better work, not as shit work. And I don't mean the work that he's doing is low quality. What I mean is like you don't want your premier players having to get through all the tough shit stuff, especially when Jake Trbojevic, for like, it's been put away for a few years now. But
the thumbs up.
That's been out. But like, he came into NRL with a really good ball playing ability, like really good connective kind of 13 front row when he wanted to be. And I did see shades of that yesterday.
You'd say he was one of the OG ball playing locks at the start of this ball playing lock revolution. Yeah. What, 8-9 years ago? Probably too far back. But you're right. He had put it away and just become more of like an up and down. Like a prop forward, playing as a prop. But when he's at his best, he is linking up with particular Tommy Trbojevic. Mm. They've got such a good combination.
It opens him up, doesn't it? As soon as Tommy's on that field, it's almost like he feels comfortable to start doing that. Yeah, Ola Kawatu, we spoke about a little bit, but I tell you what, you could not put a better foot forward for that vacant edge back row jersey.
Yeah,
like, he is terrifying. Mm. Even the, like, he should have had two tries. Like, very unlucky for that to be called a knock-on. Just bobbled out a little bit of his hand. But what I also love about what's happening at the Manly Seagulls is, like, you'd be shocked at how many times edge back rowers that are super damaging don't get put in a position to just run straight at the seven or the six.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be, I mean, you shouldn't be shocked because you see it every weekend. You've got these beasts on the edge. And how often do they get tackled by the six or seven? It's like three or four times. What I loved about Manly is they were just like openly saying, Kiri, just try and tackle him. Like, I loved, like, he wasn't trying to step. He wasn't trying to crab across field. He was just going, you do your best. Yep. Really, really good stuff with Ola Kawatu.
It's copped up a few times on this podcast. Don't try and overcomplicate things. Lee, footy can be a simple game. You get Ola Kawatu running full steam at Luke Kiri, things are going to happen.
Stoked for Tommy Talau, get his try and also get his chance on the wing. Cooler, a try assist, 173 metres, 42 post contact. A tackle break, two line breaks, a line break assist, two offloads, nine tackles, only one miss.
I believe Tommy Talau got injured in this one.
Yeah.
Ankle. So we'll see what happens
Those usually look worse than they, like very painful initially, but usually you're looking at like, unless he's really done damage, you're looking at like 2-3 weeks max. Sometimes you can bounce back straight away.
Yeah, so you're probably looking at Vega next week.
Yeah.
Up on the sting then.
But cool, like in round one, I know he didn't get in open space, but he looked super sharp in Vegas. Like he looks ready to go this year.
Doesn't he just feel like still just untapped potential?
Yeah.
Like we've seen him do things that not many guys can do, but he still feels like he's got so much more to give.
We've spoken about Brown. Yeah, look, Manly, like seriously, you could not ask for more. The challenge will be is doing this for 27 rounds. The challenge will be, you know, can these forwards have this same intensity at round 20 or round 25? The positive is, though, is even at Manly at their best, I didn't see their forward pack being this dominant. Like I just didn't see it. I didn't know if they had it at like, I didn't know if they had the ability to go with the top tier guys. Not only did they go with the top tier guys, they dominated field position and got the job done.
Well, they're going to get a test this Sunday, which I'm looking forward to. Parramatta at CommBank.
Will
be very good.
And not on Parramatta, like speaking about the structure of their side and their bench before and how the injury out the backs potentially cost them the game against Penrith. At Manly, like, a fullback, Tommy Turbo goes down, Garrick or Kola can be terrific number ones. A centre or winger goes down, Ben Trbojevic slots into centre seamlessly. Number nine, like a Croker goes down, Carl Lawton slots in at number nine and plays big minutes there. They've got so much coverage across their squad.
Now, onto the Roosters. Look, still a good start to the year, obviously beating the Broncos. I will say I do think that the gap between them as a top-tier forward pack and other forward packs, I think it has closed quite a bit more than it was a couple of years ago. Mm. I feel like a couple of years ago, you could out and out say, like, you'd be very confident to go, the Roosters are going to go out and bash most sides. I do think that gap's closed quite a bit. I don't think they dominate as much as they have, at the very least, maybe when they go on their run, but even then, like a few years ago, you could almost guarantee getting bashed by the Roosters. Whereas at the moment, I do think that quite a lot of forward packs are matching them that you wouldn't expect to.
Yep, I agree.
It's not often you see them go out and dominate through the middle, is it? And like on paper, their pack is outstanding.
They should be absolutely dominating most teams through the middle. And as I said, you go back 2-3 years ago, like they were like brutal, absolutely brutal. And maybe that's a case of Robbo going, okay, too many blokes are getting suspended. It's costing us, and he's just reined that in a little bit.
Because you look at the pack, and aside from Rory Hargreaves, it's not exactly aging. You've got Lindsay Collins, who was one of Queensland's best last year. Wong, Tupanua, not overly old. Radley, not old. Terrell Mays, probably their best middle at the moment, playing big minutes. So it's...
Well, okay, put it this way. Look at explosiveness on paper. Lindsay Collins versus Paseka, who are you going for? Like Collins, like Origin, you know, plays for Australia. Yeah. Brandon Smith versus Croker. Smith every day of the week, as in on paper.
Yeah.
Terrell May versus Aloye. May. Wong versus Olakau'atu. Obviously Olakau'atu. But Wong is one of the best young back rowers coming through. Then you've got Sitili Tupanua versus Trbojevic. Like Sitili, for sure, at this stage of his career, would be more explosive, you know, all that. And then Radley versus Trbojevic essentially cancel each other out. And yet... I mean, that's what's so impressive about Manly. They've gone, we don't care about paper. Yeah. We're going to dominate you as a pack.
Especially when you consider all those names you just read out. Keeping Angus Crichton out of this side. Keeping Nat Butcher on the bench.
Egan Butcher as well out of the side. Egan.
And like Connor Watson's playing lock in reserve grade. Yep. And killing it.
Well, I think, we'll see. Interesting, won't it, boys, with Keary likely to miss, I assume, this week due to the HIA on the weekend. Sandon Smith into the halves. Connor Watson to 14, do you reckon?
You'd have to assume, wouldn't you? Mm.
I think so.
It excites me.
Yeah, I think they're going to look great with Sandon Smith.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. It could be an interesting conversation.
If he comes out and kills it this week, let's say Connor Watson plays well off the bench, every chance. Big conversations to be had.
Yeah, yeah. Now, in regards to performances, seeing Dom Young stride out.
Oh, yeah.
Holy heck.
Dreadlocks flapping in the breeze.
Oh, my God. Out there in the foul. He is, like, when you talk about specimen, like just almost like a Greek statue kind of specimen.
Yeah.
Except an English one, even though they are in most English museums. So
yeah,
there you go.
Is an English statue.
Well, aren't museums strange? Like you just steal people's stuff and you put it in there.
Yeah.
Like, for example, we conquered Greece. We're going to take all your statues and just keep them.
Yeah.
And then Greek people have to fly to England and be like, I want to see my statue that I used to own.
Yeah, give me 20 quid, thanks. Let's go.
So not only did you literally steal that statue, I got to pay to see my own statue.
Yeah. Makes you think, doesn't it?
Strange areas, that.
Yeah, Ethan Strange areas.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, yeah. Okay. With the Roosters. Good to see Teddy looks super involved. I didn't see any huge plays, so I must have missed the... I think he had a couple of tries here.
They had a really nice one early on where Gibran, Daniel Tupu scored in the left corner. It was just a nice, basic backline play. Teddy tip on at the end. It was cool, simple, effective, nailed it. Want to see more of it.
Yeah, and 16 runs rather than 28, 29, that. And two try assists. When you see Tedesco with two try assists... 16 runs, that's a really well-balanced game. That's all he needs to do. But, yeah, seeing Dom Young's just stride out, his potential, I just cannot wait till we get into, round 16, 17, 18, what he's going
to
be doing.
I hope they'd, Billy Smith, I've heard, potentially a chance to come back this week. I'm not sure I've confirmed, but I hope they don't put Joey Manu to 5'8 and put Billy Smith to centre. I'm
surely not.
Seriously.
Yeah, good happen, though. You're right.
Yeah.
Hey, check this out. So Hargreaves, 83 metres. Brandon Smith, 68. Lindsay Collins, 78. Wong, 65. Satili, 32. Radley, 113. Terrell May, 111. So 113 metres was the most metres any forward made in the Roosters. That's how good the Manly side was. That's super impressive.
Very impressive.
Okay.
Run for... over 500 metres more than them.
And had the ball, I think it's 6 or 7 minutes more than them.
Yeah, and almost 250 post-contact more than them. That's some huge numbers against that pack.
Last thing before we move off that game, and you brought it to my attention, Kempy, and then I couldn't think about anything else. How good did Brookvale look?
Oh.
Yeah, they must have redone the field. That doesn't look like the old Brookie.
Yeah.
The field looks new and the grass not as thick in that.
It's great.
And just how packed it was as well.
Yeah, it looks sick on TV.
They did a couple of kept selling out. They kept putting things up. They're we're going to release some more tickets. Which is absolutely as packed as it could have possibly been. Just looked elite.
This is how dominant Manly were. They had a 74% completion rate. Roosters had 72% completion. So essentially the same. And yet Manly had possession of the ball nearly 60%, 58%.
Wow.
And they were in possession for 31 minutes, 30 and 51, but 31 minutes compared to the Roosters' 22 minutes. So they had the ball 9 minutes more than the Roosters, and yet they completed about the same. That is dominant, dominant. As you've already alluded to, the post-contact won that. All meters run, won that easy. Funnily enough, the Roosters had more line breaks. So that just shows you how dominant the forward pack was.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win. And also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.